This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. When a rape is reported, the victim is medically examined, and the biological evidence acquired in that exam is called a rape kit. That rape kit is used by prosecutors who try to bring the perpetrator to justice. At least, that's what's supposed to happen. But in many cases, it doesn't. Last month, a state audit found that half of all rape kits at the Oakland Police Department were never analyzed. Rape kit backlogs, it turns out, are plaguing the state. In Alameda County alone, the audit found close to 2,000 untested kits dating back to the year 2001. This past September, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law AB 1517, which sets deadlines for rape kits to be analyzed. The bill was sponsored by Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley, the first woman to hold that job. O'Malley has been DA since 2009 and has worked in the Alameda County DA's office since 1984. Throughout her tenure, she's focused on sexual assault and violence against women. And now she's passionate about getting the rape kit backlog down to zero. I spoke with District Attorney O'Malley and asked her what drew her to issues of domestic violence and violence against women. And a quick warning to our listeners, this interview does contain adult content.
When I was in college, I was a volunteer rape crisis counselor. And when I started to talk with women primarily, although I did work with a few men, and realized not only the depth of that crime committed against someone, but also how the system, particularly in those days, which was in the late 70s, really had no regard for victims of sexual assault or interpersonal violence crimes. And it seemed to me the system was stacked against the victims.
I want to talk about the issue regarding processing rape kits, and those are the evidence collected during sexual assault exams. Basically, there's a backlog of rape kits that haven't yet been analyzed. And so I'm wondering, can you explain how big the backlog is and why so many haven't been processed?
Well, there's not a good answer, but this is what I believe. The culture in the forensic world and in law enforcement world has been that if the perpetrator is known to the victim, why would we test for DNA? And I believe that that has been the prevailing thought process. And in a lot of circles, it still is. So we still have work to do to educate law enforcement and crime lab directors that there's a reason to test all kits. What we now know is that there are perpetrators who will befriend a victim or get a victim into a situation where they don't really know them, but the perpetrator is a serial perpetrator. And if that victim does not know the other victims, we would never know that he has been assaulting multiple people. We're able to prove those multiple crimes through DNA testing.
So just from a criminal procedure perspective, I'm trying to understand kind of the timeline of what happens after a rape is reported and the victim goes to the hospital. And then if you can just tell me kind of the story of what happens next.
The examiner is listening to what the victim is telling them happened to her. And I know I'll use she is to make it easier. If the victim says the perpetrator was licking my neck, then what the examiner will do is they will take swabs from the areas of the neck where the victim has identified the perpetrator touched. That's called touch DNA. They do a complete pelvic exam where they're going in with a speculum that is clear so that the examiner can actually see inside the vaginal vault to see if there's any trauma, if there's trauma to, you know, tears or bleeding or anything like that. And then the examiner will preserve all that evidence in a packaging that is designed by the crime lab directors. The victim, of course, has her victim advocate with her the whole time. They're being told exactly what's going on at every step of the way. That's important for the victim because the crime of sexual assault takes away all power and control over her body. And what we do the minute any of us get involved is we want to give back that power and decision-making authority and let them know exactly what's going on. The kit is now packaged, and the police department will then take that kit. And so now it's just sitting in a police evidence locker.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm speaking to the district attorney of Alameda County, Nancy O'Malley. And so when the police start their investigation, how long does that usually take?
Well, it depends on the police agency. So some police agencies that have dedicated units with dedicated investigators, they will start the investigation generally pretty quick. Some departments have long delays, unacceptably long delays, in doing their investigation. And the reason for that is they just have a tremendous number of cases and not enough police officers or detectives to do the investigation. And it's that issue of the delay that causes great concern to people like me. Delays never help the case. And also, if you have a perpetrator who's committing sexual assault crimes, we want to address it quickly so we don't have multiple victims.
And then from the survivor's perspective, isn't there a feeling of this happened to me and nothing is being done about it?
Absolutely. The survivors believe that once they cooperate, once they, you know, consent, the case is going to be investigated. And we, a couple years ago, we realized that these rape kits were not being tested. We passed the law, we changed the law to say that if the police make a decision not to test the DNA kit, they have to notify the victim. And yet we find that that wasn't happening either. Mm. The victims were never being notified. The kits were sitting on shelves for years before anybody did anything. We have even gotten feedback from survivors who have told us, I went to the police department and said, just give me the kit, I'll go have it tested. And the police won't turn it over because we have to make sure that we have a chain of custody with the evidence, and that's why it stays in the police to a crime lab. But even when victims asked for it, they weren't able to get it tested.
Earlier this month, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law AB 1517. It requires law enforcement to have rape kits processed in a timely manner from now on. And so does that satisfy you? And what does that mean going forward?
Unfortunately, it doesn't require the law enforcement to turn in their kits. It, I will say, gives stricter guidelines for turning in the kits, the time frames, not only for the police to turn the kit into their crime lab, but for the crime lab to actually test it and get, if there's any foreign DNA, to upload that into the national database where it can be compared against known samples of offenders. Throughout the process, the opposition to the bill came from the Sheriff's Association and from the crime lab directors, the government crime lab directors. You know, I think that the national crime lab directors still promote that you don't have to test every kit in spite of everything else, everything we have shown them.
Are you optimistic that they'll catch on?
I'm optimistic that they will be required to do it. I'm optimistic that that they will understand, and if they don't come to it philosophically, they'll come to it because their bosses or their jobs say, we're going to do it.